Thank you, Janice, for your inspiration to put this panel together. And I'd like to thank all of you for your interest in frontline training. I've spent the last few years of my life in academia doing research, and my two primary interests are public health informatics and exchange of data between public health and clinical medicine. And I'm really interested in practice, as most of you are, in closing that gap between academic research about informatics, especially clinical informatics, and helping get that information into the hands of public health people who can actually help advance informatics systems to help them do their jobs better. I have a comment I wanted to say about the survey. I don't know if you're familiar with SurveyMonkey, but that might be an interesting way to collect the data, to just get it all online and have it automated. You might think about putting the survey into SurveyMonkey.
Certainly a good idea. I know that in conducting the national ELR survey since 2004, one year I did that. I did it on SurveyMonkey and everybody hated it. Maybe it was my fault that I didn't set it up well, but it's always made me aware.
Our agency bought like a group license and every department wanted to use it, and then it kind of got overused. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things, it's a good tool, but it can be overused.
We use it in our academic program. It's so easy to do that you get tempted to inundate people with surveys.
Well, that's an interesting point, that those of us who are sort of used to using little technology things, there's an assumption that it'll be a good tool for the job, and that isn't obviously always a good assumption. What I'm talking about today is a training session that we did in Utah at the Utah Public Health Association Conference, and I'd like to thank my collaborators who helped do this training session. Dr. Hirsch flew in from Oregon to present. Wu Shu, who's the Director of Informatics at the Utah Department of Health. David Jackson, who's the lead informatician on our Utah NEDS implementation project in Utah. I worked at the State Health Department for 15 years, and it's where I sort of grew up. It's my professional home, and so I always say our State Health Department. And then, of course, I presented at the workshop as well. So what was the inspiration? Why did we decide to go to a public health association meeting to do a workshop? Well, we chat, we email, we talk about we need to advance training. What are the opportunities? How can we afford it? How can public health people, frontline public health people, afford the time to go, afford the registration for big conferences? How can they take the time to go to an academic program? And we also thought about, if you do have that training and you want your boss to understand it and respect it, what is it you want your boss to know about informatics to be able to support the work that you do, to be able to get the resources that you need, to be able to get the policies in place that you need? And that was a big inspiration for the discussion about this workshop. The actual concepts that we thought were critical for frontline public health workers, these terms are not household words yet, I think, in many, especially rural local health departments. And most health departments in the United States are rural. Not most people live in a rural local health department district, but most local health departments are in rural jurisdictions. So concepts like enterprise-wide programs, data, and technology planning, to just get enterprise-wide anything in a public health agency, I think, is sort of difficult. But then when you start doing enterprise-wide technology planning, for many years, everything was sort of siloed, and some of that was directed by funding requirements. Some of it was turf issues. Some of it was the technology really didn't permit enterprise-wide thinking like technology will now. And interoperability, the use of standards and vocabulary, I think, is just sort of coming on board now in public health agencies. And HL7, V3, let alone V2, is still pretty intimidating to a lot of people in public health. And then a lot of our systems, I think, are like electronic file cabinets, that they're like registries. You put data in, but you don't necessarily get information out in the form that you need for decision making, which I think is a really important concept, that computers really can provide more information than paper can, because you can build intelligence into the computer system. And then, of course, budget and policy support are so important for advancing informatics. It's like administrative support is always the last thing to get funded, and programs, you know, vaccines get funded before informatics systems. And it's hard to convince a legislator that if you don't know how many people need to be vaccinated, you don't really know how many vaccines to buy. So the importance of data and information systems. And then the whole idea of duplication. Duplication of information systems, duplication of data entry, really important concepts. So those were the inspiration for this workshop. So what did we do? We collaborated. We talked about theory. We talked about general principles. But most importantly, we talked about specific applications. I actually participated in the Public Health Association Planning Committee meeting. And I would advise that if you really want to see informatics advanced at some public health conference, whether it's environmental health scientists, whether it's nurses, whether it's health educators, the best way to get informatics on the agenda is to participate on the planning committee. And then, of course, we deliberately involve frontline public health informaticians in the planning and the delivery of the workshop, which helped make it more real. Logistics. The venue was in a beautiful mountain resort in Utah called Midway, little tiny town you probably never heard of. It's so beautiful up there. It's just an inspiration to breathe clean air and look out and see the beautiful mountains. We focused on the front line, and I already talked about who the presenters were. We, of course, had goals, and I think I'm not going to go through these in detail right now, but if you are interested in sort of shaping a workshop after this, I'd be glad to provide you with this or other information that we used. So we deliberately planned the agenda to have it a little bit didactic, a little bit interactive, a little bit didactic, a little bit interactive, a little bit of time where people had to think and apply the things that they'd heard, and then talking about specific applications. So Dr. Hirsch will talk, I think, today a little bit about some of the things he talked about at this workshop. And taking some of the general informatics principles and the clinical informatics principles and talk about how you apply them in a public health context, because, of course, public health and government is a little bit different, as all of you know, than clinical medicine and private industry. So that how you take these general concepts and apply it into a different context, sometimes it takes some help to get people to make that leap. So we did a little bit of that. And then, of course, to get people to, we had people do assignments where they had to actually think about what they heard and then write down some notes so that they would have to apply what they had just heard to make them kind of think about what it meant for them in their work, in their lives. Wu Shu, who's the, as I said, the director of informatics at the Utah Department of Health, actually had people sit down and write, think about, if I had stimulus money, this was, you know, when stimulus money had just been announced and people weren't really sure what it would look like or how you'd get it or what you could use it for. Should people sit down and think about, if I could get stimulus money to improve my local health department in informatics, what would I want for me, for what I do at work? And what would my program want? What would help advance my program's mission, and what would help advance my agency's mission? And so people had a chance to actually write down those concepts so that they could apply what they'd just heard to their own personal work experience. And then finally, David Jackson gave this wonderful presentation on the Utah NEDS development, both the process and the system itself. And if any of you ever need a presentation on NEDS, I would highly recommend it. It's an excellent presentation that he does. Utah is using a system called Trisano, which is built by SIC, CIS, a little dyslexia there, sorry. And they're out of Oregon. It's an open source system, and they really hope that it's not a build once, charge again. It's really intended to be build once and be able to apply it lots of places, like Dave Ross was talking about this morning. And then he talks about what Trisano means, because people, it's Trisano, what is that? And it really, he's very clever in how he talks about this. But the triads, the state, local, federal, the person, place, and time, those of you that are epidemiologists, the host, the vector, the environment. So public health has lots of triad relationships that are important. And the word sano, meaning healthy. And then you get this zooming eye kind of graphic in your mind. David talked about the lean principles and the agile practices that Trisano uses in their development. Rather than doing a year of requirements definition up front, sending your programmers off, having them come back with a system that they thought was exactly what met the requirements definitions, but the people looking at us say, what? That's not what we said, which Utah had just come off of a failure. You may have heard of their SURF project that kind of belly up. And this was sort of an opposite. The lean and agile process is talk a little, build a little, talk a little, build a little. Sounds like the Music Man, doesn't it? I didn't mean to say something like that. So they use this process of iterative releases, and they prioritize the release order, and then they go back and do some more programming. And it's they base it on stories. So the people in the programs describe the stories of the work that they do and their programmatic needs. And that helps the programmers, the people writing code, actually have a better understanding of what it is they're writing a system to do. And so far in Utah, it's been very successful. There probably are some other presentations here at the meeting, and I think CIS has a booth out there. So Collaborative Software Initiative, CSI. Oh, yeah, just like the TV show. Okay, so in my slide, if you look at this off the website, there's some more details about David's presentation that I've included in the notes section. So if you'd like to have that, you're welcome to it. And then I wanted to sit down and think about what are the big challenges and opportunities that we have for training frontline public health workers. First of all, government agencies do hold a lot of conferences. There are 5 or 6 different associations in Utah. I think every state has them. Like I said, nurses, environmental health, health educators, business managers, health officers. They all have annual meetings. Those are all opportunities. Then there's all the national conferences, ASTO, NACHO, FIN, the CSTE conference, the NAFSIS conference. They're all opportunities to have a public health informatics workshop that's not a huge investment of time and money, like taking a year off your life, professional life, to go back to school to get formal academic training. And the nice thing about those kinds of workshops where you involve local people in the presentations is that you can provide real world local examples that people have an easier time relating to. So it's not just sort of theoretical high-level principles. The problem with that is being on a planning committee, as probably all of you have done, takes a lot of time. We met like monthly and then weekly and then daily. And you kind of have to be a member of the planning committee if you're going to influence the planning committee. So you have to do the hard work of all the other planning committee members. So what are the challenges for getting local health and frontline state health people to participate? One of the things that's really critical is they have to understand what's in it for me. How does it make my life better? How does it make my professional career more effective and productive if I get this training? So they have to have an internal need for it. To have their boss tell them they have to go is not enough, because they're not going to absorb enough of it that way. As we all know, the training resources are slim, but cost isn't the biggest issue. Time to actually participate and sit in a workshop outside of your office when you're actually serving people, clients in your local health department, is expensive for local health departments. And if you're from a rural community, I know when you're in the East, it's hard to imagine that the next big city, if it is a big city, is 3 hours away. But if you have to drive from a rural community in the southern end of Utah to Salt Lake City to get training, I mean, that's 4 hours each way. So you've spent more time on the road than you spent in the 4-hour workshop. And so that's an important consideration as well. And then finally, often those who get extra training get extra work. So the reward is you now have more work to do because you're the trained informatician. So I think it's really, I don't know how to solve that, but we have to find reward systems that are positive instead of punishing the people who really want to try to improve their organization. I'm not going to go through this, but just so you know, there are some other efforts that are going on. The Public Health Informatics Institute is leading a process to develop a master's level curriculum. There are already some informatics programs. Bill's going to talk about one of those. There are opportunities for people to get additional training, and I think that you'll see that more and more. I guess my challenge would be to keep it real and to keep it accessible to people who want to and need to keep working full time. Questions?
Anyone have any questions of Laverne?
I do.
Funny thing.
I always have questions. One of the things that you had said was get yourself on the planning committee. One of the first things that you brought up. If you're going to do that, and you know, you knew all of the people in that association, but what if you wanted to actually insert yourself into another group of people? What strategies would somebody use to get onto a planning committee?
Find out who the chair of the committee is, call them and volunteer. I've never seen a public health group that wouldn't take a volunteer. Now, that's a little flippant. With that said, sometimes there are cultures, like this is the way we've always done it, and you have a new idea, and I don't think we understand it. But I think there are opportunities to sort of sit back and understand the culture of the planning committee and what they've done at previous conferences and try to build on that. And then to try to communicate your message in their language, to try to have informatics training examples that fit with the public health challenges that they are going to be presenting at the conference. So you might have a discussion about smoking in one, or community health status indicators in one, and then you could have the backup informatics program about how do you collect the data, how do you analyze the data, how do you make information out of the data, how do you use the data to do decision support, to do policy support, to do program work, you know, the different levels of the organization and health department that need data, because the frontline workers use data in a different way than the policymakers, the appointed officials who report to boards of health, to county commissioners, to state legislators. And so to try to understand their culture and their language and present your message to them in their language if you can. Does that answer make any sense? Mm-hmm. Any tough questions out there? Come on, Margo, you can think of one tough question for me. I couldn't hear the last part of the question.
The D.C., the local or the state public health association would be probably the best venue, would it be? Those who are not plugged into the local health department.
I think best is really relative. I think that there are needs for all the different public health groups to get some knowledge of informatics. The question would be, what's most relevant for that particular group? So whatever you're closest to, whatever's easiest to access, easiest for you to communicate with, easiest for you to drive to go meet with them in person. That's what I would recommend. That's where I think it's best for you to insert, because all those layers probably need some kind of informatics knowledge. Denise, I hope that when we have the discussion that you'll be able to talk about some of the other activities that are going on to develop public health informatics. I think you didn't hear the when we talked about there's going to be a discussion and we're going to do a little newsletter article. I think you know more about some national efforts that are going on than I do.